Love says, I receive you unconditionally. Love says, you are the means whereby I'm to be completed. I love you not only for the privilege of loving you, but what loving you makes of me and what you're responding to my love makes of me. Love is saying, I take responsibility for you. You're bone of my bone. Love is giving up one life for another. Therefore shall a man leave father and mother and cleave unto her, and they shall be one flesh. Love says, I die to one state to live to another state. That's what love says, and we throw the term around loosely. We say, I love you, I love you, I love you. What does that mean? You ought to investigate it. What is love? Love is that self-imparting quality in one that causes that one to seek the highest good in the other, regardless of the expense incurred. Love is saying, I'm willing to leave one form of life to give my life to you. Love is saying, as he said finally, and they shall be one flesh. Love is the means whereby two hearts are welded together. Love is the thing that destroys divisions and differences and feelings and emotions and breaks down racial barriers. And love is essentially saying, I accept you. I receive you. I esteem you to be a thing of value. Therefore, not with any contingencies, but unconditionally, I accept you. And I began to look all around life. And from that time until this, I suppose I've never counseled a married couple without introducing them to this principle. And more than once, after about 5 minutes, I've said, would both of you be quiet a minute? I have something I want you to listen to. Sat them down while they listened an hour and watched tears come to their eyes, brokenness to their hearts, and two hearts that came into the office totally opposed to each other were melted together. And I began to see that this was a principle more than just for marriage. I began to see, as I believe Dr. Solomon has seen, that rejection is perhaps the base of most of the difficulties of man, either real or supposed. And that the opposite of rejection really is love. And I began to check as folks walked into my office, sat in front of my desk, unable to cope with the problem. And most of the time I assumed, and correctly so, that they were victims of some sort of either real or supposed rejection. And they were going to have to come to understand that somebody unconditionally, with no strings attached, loved them. They were going to have to sense total belonging in this wild, wicked world. And as I said this morning, I think we'd all be surprised when we asked the question of those coming to us, name the person in your life who loved you without any conditions attached. And most of them can think of not one. And I began to think of children, mine first, how that God gave me those children through which to live again, through which to correct my mistakes, to inculcate the things I've learned too late, much too late, and to seek to see in them the regrets that were mine straightened out, provided of God as a means of extending His life through me in them. And I came to accept them again as God's gifts to me. And found out it was so easy to say sometimes cold words and hard words, thoughtless words, sometimes brutal words, words that sting and words that have more than a present influence, words that may lodge in the heart to become seeds of later rejection. And I began to see that so much of the time parents may reject the lingo of this age. Parents may reject the dress of this age. Parents may reject so many other things. But in it all, they must not reject, nor give any feeling that they are doing any less than receiving their offspring. And I saw the same situation with children. The tendency to call the father and mother the old man, old lady. Disrespect. A non-receiving attitude, subtle forms of rejection, maybe not open rebellion, but just a laughing at archaic ideas, making fun of the old-fashioned ways. And I saw how that kids were going to live under the authority of God and were to have any semblance of authority in their own lives. They were going to have to receive their parents. And I began to see in my own life that I've appreciated my parents. I've loved them always. I've always figured I was fortunate to have been born in the family I was. But there was a revival in our relationship when in the name of Jesus I accepted them as God's gifts to me, gifts for which I was responsible. One day I left them. I don't call Dad for orders of the day, but I've never outlived the responsibility of honoring them. And one day the Lord spoke to my heart and said, "How would you like to face old age, knowing that your children were going to give you the same attention you are now giving your parents?" And I want to tell you, I changed my ways. Writing, calling, and thinking of them.